broadcasting opportunities on Wildfire Radio, go to wildfireradio.com and click Contacts. For advertising opportunities on any of our shows, go to wildfireradio.com and click on Advertise. And remember, for all of your concert and sporting event tickets, go to SeatGiant.com and use code WILDFIRE at checkout for a great discount.
Theme song. Yo, that thing is fire.
Yo, that was,
thank
first
that
of all,
year.
And it's double credit because it was between you and Trax. Y'all did the original track for it, and then we had my man from London, from Europe, Sam Robson, did the acapella version of it. He did it for us to sing, and I was like, man, no, we can't top that. I was like, we're going to use your version. So shout out to Rob. What's going on, people?
What
man,
is going
what a
on?
Crazy
man.
Year we just ended.
This is it. Like, this is it. This is the last show of 2017. And I mean, for the most part, we're going to get into it. I thought it was a pretty good year. Like,
it was a good year.
It was a great year.
Oh.
That's the voice of somebody that don't be on the show like that.
All right. And speak of the Colombian Chiricaba, or what is that?
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. Chupacabra. No.
Blood sucking goat.
The Hakuna Matata. To my left.
There.
We got my fellow party nerd, my man, my brother, Jorge Vergara in the house.
Yeah. What's going on? I'm so happy to be back here to, end the shitty ass 2017.
Oh, you know what? Move on to the next person.
You're coming on the show first time in like a year in negativity. You're like, I hate everything.
Yeah. So, we'll get that right down to that.
Oh, by the way, Jorge, congratulations on the house.
Thank you very much. A lot of. Man.
How's it feel to be a grown man now, man?
Man, a lot. You got to wake up early in the morning and shit, do some tiling.
How's it feel to be rich?
I think Jorge already knowing it. Daddy, can
house
I hold
broke,
your
baby.
Can I hold your Black American Express card? Now, Jorge, no more buying Mercedes. And then next to Jorge, we got my man Devin.
I was born poor. I'm the opposite of Jorge, man.
Poor Jorge. Yo, so by the way, if you guys don't know, Devin did a recent thing for Christmas. Dev, explain what you did, man. And this is just amazing what he did.
All right, check this out. I have a company, me and my brother, Sneakerbox Chalk, have a company called New Souls, Inc. The Souls is spelled like the souls on sneakers. New Souls, Inc. You can check us out on Instagram. And what we do is we provide footwear for underprivileged children, kids that are in homeless shelters, all that kind of stuff. But what we did was we sponsored 5 families for Christmas this year. And it ended up being real dope. Like, these people are people that come from nothing, don't have anything, trying to get on their feet. And we was able to bless them with dope Christmases.
Man, that's awesome. Amazing. Guys, give it up for Dev for that. Woo! That was amazing. And you put the video up, man, and like you could tell, like, this one girl was so happy, she started crying. You know what I mean? Like, this, I mean, these people didn't have anything. Like, right. You guys just raised the money, and what you did was phenomenal.
Well, you already know the hearts of nerds, for the most part, are very, really, really good. So, obviously, you can't put on a superhero suit and really go out there and fight crime or anything like that. But how you can really help, donate.
That's
check
it.
Out charities that actually do the right things with the money. Check out New Souls, Inc. on Instagram, and you can help change people's lives. Man, these people, it don't take much for them. They'll be happy as fuck.
Yeah.
No, man, that's awesome, man. And awesome on that one. Ed, what's going
on,
man?
What up, people? What's going on, man?
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was great.
Did Sonic Claus leave you anything?
Sonic Claus gave me a lot of stuff for the holidays. Was able to hang out with family and got to see 2 Philly sports teams win yesterday, which was really exciting.
Yo, first of all, that Eagles game, I still don't feel good afterwards.
I don't either. I'm really nervous about what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was so distressed watching. Even when they won, I was happy, but I did not feel satisfied.
Wait, who won? Was it the Steelers or wait? I don't watch sports. All right. So,
Jorge, thank you for Eagles, that was Jorge, everybody.
Listen,
what a contribution.
The Eagles scraped by with a field goal, and then the other team just blundered at the end.
Yeah.
Well, it's Jorge, the Raiders. With a dragon punch or something, right?
No dragon
punch. So the Eagles got a home run and a 3-point.
Oh, God. Sounds like me.
We're going to the Stanley Cup?
when I say something like Kobe Bryant is my favorite player, like Bryant, idiot.
At the very least, next week, we pretty much got guaranteed number one seed in the playoffs, so we have that going for us. So even though we're playing the much, much, much hated Cowboys.
Malign, stinking Cowboys.
We technically don't have to worry about them, so we can take it easy.
But wait, we got a lot of Texas listeners, so I'm just going to let you guys know I apologize that your team is trash.
And fuck
you guys
your team.
Make the playoffs.
And this is sports radio with that.
Yeah, right. Going back to nerves, and next to Ed, we got Mr. What's the Deal, Rob Schwartz. Rob, thank you for coming.
Yeah,
here,
buddy.
Thank you.
Well, how's everything with Who Mag, man?
Beautiful, man. We launched, you know, our new channel, Who Mag Multimedia, which is our second network. So, of course, Party Nerds are on there, too.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal,
Party
man.
Nerds podcasts. And good, man. We're getting ready to move, man. We're moving down this way. We're moving to Runnymede, from Cherry Hill to Runnymede. After being in our studio for 8 years. They sold our building, so we got a brand new spot on the Black Horse.
But don't worry, he's got bread.
Yeah. He's got bread. It's all good.
Cherry Hill bread.
Yeah, so we're excited about the move. We moved January 1st in the Blackwood on the Black Horse Pike. And we're ready to launch, man. We have a bunch of new TV deals that we launched that are going to launch in January. We're bringing back a Video Vision show. We have a new broadcast deal we signed for DMTV. It's going to air on Dish, DirecTV, and cable.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
Awesome.
Rob is always hustling, man.
Always something
keep
going
doing
on.
That. And next to Rob, we got a familiar face who comes. She comes like once a month.
I do.
Guys, give it up for Jamie from New York City.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Yes, I'm here to give a ladies, I'm going to air quote ladies, ladies perspective on nerd stuff.
Oh, boy. And we know you got a lot to say tonight. Oh,
I have a lot to say. I love how like no one asks me like what I'm doing my day. Well, I still do hair. I still like churn out them blowouts. But
And if you see Jamie, her hair is very yellow, like Smurfette yellow.
Very yellow. It's probably going to change in 6 months, so stay tuned. But yeah, I've got a lot to say about 2017.
Well, welcome back to the show. And like Jamie just said, what we're going to talk about, can we get a little award show music? Because this is, I'm going to talk about the best and the worst of 2017. Now, I'm going to start it off because there was a lot of stuff about this year that I liked. But I'm going to start off negative just to get that out the way.
Oh, God.
And get it out the way. One thing that really pissed okay, and here comes the music.
Perfect. Go ahead.
And one of the things that really pissed me off this year, and I'm gonna really narrow it down because television. Like I used to love the shows, and we talked about this before, Flash, Arrow, and all that. I was thoroughly disappointed in these CW shows, like these DC shows. They lost me, you know. Now I don't know if it's just kind of like the atrophy of just watching it year after year, but I feel like upset. I feel like at this point it's like, okay, I'm over it, you know.
Oh, well, we already know that they're out of shit to do and they need to cancel the shows. Continue.
You know what, but so like I'm gonna say it's the worst. It's primarily because, like, you know, you all right, thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, but aren't they making these CW shows like, to love stories? Because like Dev said, they're running out of fucking material.
Well, and that's the thing. It's just like, so what? So Barry Allen gets married to Iris, who a lot of people didn't even like from the get-go, you know? And there's nothing about their, like, these stories that just make you want to watch. And to me, the fear is that it's all getting diluted. Is it that now that superheroes are big again, now we're just getting all this stuff and they're running out of ideas? They need to change the characters? Do they need to scrap Flash? Like, what?
They need to scrap all that shit.
That's true.
I mean, are you, like, is
it? No, end it.
Just burn it down.
It don't have to be like a finale where he like dies or anything, but it just needs to have that, okay, he solved this one fucking thing and all right, we know he's still doing it, but we don't need to fucking see him every day. Maybe we'll come back to you in a few years after you guys come up with some fucking storylines that are dope. We don't need it. It's other shit to watch. Fuck them. What's dope about this year, man? You bastard.
That was covered.
It's negative. Like,
well, I gotta get that out the way. What I liked is something that just happened recently, and you guys touched on it on you guys' podcast when we got wasn't here, is I love it, and some people don't like it. I love the fact that Disney now owns Fox Studios.
I agree.
I love the prospect of what could happen in the future. You know, like, obviously, you guys don't want to rehash. You guys are like, should they recast Wolverine? Should they do this? Do that?
Yes.
You know, I mean, but it doesn't matter because it can happen. It can happen. Before, like, we actually created memes where we're like, oh, man, we're never going to see Hulk fight Wolverine. We just might. And here's the
But
cool
it better
thing.
Not be Hugh Jackman or it's trash.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
The best year. Well, you know what? I'll get to that later.
But wait. Time out. Why not Hugh?
Well, dog, fuck that dude. He's not fucking Wolverine.
He's not comic
accurate.
You didn't
like Logan?
So,
no, I'm saying, like, he's good at acting, right? Yeah. He's a good actor. I've watched him in a lot of movies. He ain't fucking Wolverine.
Just like Cate Blanchett isn't Hella.
Oh, boy.
Just like Cate Blanchett isn't Hella.
I mean, I can't say, hold on, wait. That character's not, like, popular enough or, like, burned into the souls and spirits and hours of... No one's following Hella's life on that level. We've read Wolverine for years
and
years.
So you're telling me that you've never liked Hugh Jackman as Wolverine?
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is he's Wolverine because that's the Wolverine they gave us. He's a fucking 6 foot fucking one, 6 foot two, handsome, I guess, Wolverine dude. He's not Wolverine. Give me a short 5 foot, snarling, wild, killer, dirty, no shape up.
Okay, so this is just a suggestion to all the casting agencies for Wolverine. Apparently, there's a lot of short, hairy dudes on Tinder.
There is.
Sean Astin will kill it, right?
No, what I'm saying is, like, Devin, he grew on us. Hugh Jackman grew on us. He had no idea what a Wolverine was in the beginning.
What's
he was stunning wolves. That's what he told me in an interview. That's
really?
Yes.
But
he doesn't even have sharp teeth. Wolverine got sharp teeth, yeah. Bro.
All right, so you guys are nitpicking. Obviously, when...
That's not nitpicking.
Wait. When movies and comics and TV shows, they defer a lot. So at this point, everyone loves Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. At this point, it's been a dream for people to see Hugh Jackman, and maybe even not some of them. Like, I hate the girl that does Rogue. I don't think she's good as
okay,
Rogue.
Okay, so a skinny blob. So if the blob was skinny, would that be an issue for you?
No, hold on.
If the blob was skinny,
that's comparing apples.
Wolverine is supposed to be a midget.
No, but think about it like this. These are adaptations of
comic
books.
Thank you.
No, they're not. No, hold on.
There's always going to be differences and similarities because you're using the source material as a base.
No.
You're not going to get everything perfect.
Nope.
So you have to be able to do something to change it for the screen. So that way you get a general audience.
That's not what it was for. The reason why is because they had the rights to this movie and they wanted to put more famous and beautiful people in it. That's why they had Storm played by a half white woman who's also happens to be known as the most beautiful woman on Earth.
I will agree. I wasn't crazy about Halle Berry as Storm, you know, even though I could live with it.
No.
I just think that now with that merger, if you did, it would almost be like, yo, it's like fans would look at the movie and be like, oh, they did it. I see Hugh Jackman's Wolverine finally talking to Robert Downey Jr.'s character. I want to see this representation of him.
But what it does is it basically justifies the other movies that he was in. It makes the other movies feel like they were real. You got to cut that. You got to show that. We don't got nothing to do with what happened at Fox. That was a different universe, different world.
Yes.
We don't need that at all.
Reboot.
We don't need that Hugh Jackman to think that there's nobody else that could play like... Number one, he's playing a kinder, gentler Wolverine. He's not even Wolverine. He's like... He's basically the main character of X-Men, which isn't true.
How dope was Logan?
It's fire.
Okay, it's fire.
But the whole point... No. But Wolverine is not the main guy of X. He's not the leader. Why Cyclops not getting more burn? He the leader of the X-Men. It's because...
But even in the comic, he's not that interesting as Wolverine. Wolverine sells more comics than Cyclops.
Hold on. Wolverine sells more comic books, right? But we still know that Wolverine is just a player. You know what I'm saying? Like, they making the shit be like, we're going to make Wolverine, but we're also going to make him somebody that looks like he would be strappingly, you know, him and Jean Grey would have this attraction. It's supposed to be, why is Jean Grey kind of drawn to this animal?
But you know what? But
you know what I'm saying?
But to go back to what you're saying, you're like, oh, it's going to validate the old movies. Not necessarily, because Ryan Reynolds, was he not Deadpool in that shitty version, you know?
Did he not
come back and redeem himself?
Hold up. Nope. This is why I can tell you with that. It's still in the same thing. It didn't unvalidify that. He actually makes jokes in those movies about the other one. You can't do that with Deadpool because Deadpool is like a satire where he realizes that he's inside of a movie or a comic book. So
right.
Nothing
he breaks the wall.
No, nothing matters. We're talking about stop holding on to old shit and thinking that one man on Earth could play the role of a character. That is obscene. I mean, that's like absurd. We do not need fucking Captain Picard to be Professor X. We don't. There's other bald head.
Patrick Stewart can do no wrong.
I agree. He was the greatest.
He was dope.
Don't put Patrick Stewart's name in your mouth like that.
He was dope. Give somebody else a chance to be the fucking dude, man.
All right, somebody shorter, somebody stockier.
All right,
right. So make him dirty. Make him scary. Yo, he should be scary. There was no point ever where you looked at Wolverine and looked at him like, he looks scary.
He might just,
even if he looks pissed off, you would look at him like, if he ain't have claws on him, I'll shoot him the fair one right now.
So, all right,
I've never looked at him like, I would kind of be scared to throw hands with him. It's like, dog, if you ain't had him, could you put them claws away, dog? Let's get busy right now. I want to see somebody that looks
Wait,
like.
Wait, is this a public, like, demand from Hugh Jackman to get to a duel with you?
I'll beat the bullshit out.
Oh, whoa, you heard that.
I heard that.
Maybe that's who's calling.
Hey, guys,
in.
Real quick. All right, just let you know,
the gauntlet.
We put a post up asking our followers, you know, what do you think was the best and worst? So in between us talking, giving each one's, we're going to talk to a guest. So, Taylor, do you got a guest on the line?
I'm a guest on the line.
Yo, go ahead. What's your name? Where you from?
I'm Danny from Elizabeth.
What up, Danny? What's going on, man? So you checked out our post online with the 2017 Best and Worst. What's your best and worst in terms of the movies?
In terms of movies?
Oh, no. Just,
oh, just best, overall?
Best, just give us your in nerd culture. It could be movies, TV.
Okay.
What
right.
is your best and worst?
Okay, so best, I got to say Logan and the new Zelda game.
Oh, so wait. You actually do think that Hugh Jackman... would you think Hugh Jackman would be a great Wolverine to... carry over into the Marvel Universe?
No, I don't think that.
Thank you. Thank you for being
all right,
intelligent.
Taylor, we can take the next caller.
Yeah. Yo, that's really me trying to hang up on call.
Oh, no, the call dropped.
All right. So explain your reason in an incorrect fashion. Oh, see, Mom's yelling at you. She don't agree with you.
Does Mom have an opinion?
Yeah, she don't agree with a word you
said. Hold on. Tell us why you think that Hugh wouldn't fit.
He gone. I think he got in trouble.
He's on
Yo, he got in trouble.
Yo, right, mom, it was not a 1-800. Listen, it wasn't a 1-900 number. We didn't charge him for the call.
She's like, you're calling your home distance on my... Get your ass off the phone!
You're on my plan.
All right, Jorge, so what was your best and worst of 2017?
You know, I'm gonna start with the bad.
Go.
You know, it's the motherfucking spoilers. Dude. All right, so
it's called the internet, Jorge.
No, but I was getting ready to see like Star Wars, but shame on me, I didn't see it the first night like all y'all did. You know,
I waited till 4 days later, the day of the show, I saw it.
But the thing is, I'm just like really addicted to the internet and shit. So once I saw that first spoiler, that
you lose interest in seeing it,
and then
right.
I start researching more about more spoilers, and then more spoilers. And
oh,
then,
that's on you, Jorge.
At the end of the night. I saw the goddamn movie with these spoilers, and I downloaded an illegal copy and saw Star Wars in the it was a bad experience.
That's a good point. Like, the worst is, I mean, the internet in general, yes, you have these kid accounts and stuff like that spoiling, but did you guys hear stories that kids were actually going to Star Wars premieres yelling out everything that was going to happen? Did you guys hear about this?
I heard about that.
Yo, yeah, can you imagine, what would you do if you were in a movie and a kid ran?
Okay, we already know how I react in movie premieres. Some of y'all have been there.
I've been there.
To see how I react with that. Now, if they happen to be like little kids, there's nothing I could do, you know, about that.
Just
there's
laws.
Nothing. It's just I got fucked. But if it's a man of standing,
18 or older, like you get punched in the mouth.
That I feel like you can get punched in the face. It'll be like it was when we had that last issue of people yelling out.
When you and I were in the theater and they both backed down at the very end.
Oh yeah,
when we stood
it was
up.
Real tough until it was time to go.
I just feel like kids need hobbies these days. You know what I mean? If you're going to a cinema, throwing out spoilers, like, yeah. Please.
At the end, it was like, listen, man, I'm a war vet, and I'm a soldier. I don't give a fuck about that soldier shit.
So, I mean, that makes sense.
But like, people go out of their way. Like, it's like their hobby. It's their passion.
I think they're called trolls.
And trolls. Destroy, you know, the fun out of everything.
So, I mean, but, like, even on our page, like, I made it a point to try not to even look at any comments. You know what I mean? Because the bottom line is, like, you were just, like, if you read through, you're going to see a spoiler. Because there's going to be that one little shit that's going to be like, and guess who Skywalker dies.
Can I shout out the worst page for spoilers? And this is good for everyone. Yahoo.com is the worst for spoilers. Firstly, they spoiled McDreamy leaving Grey's Anatomy for me. By the way, they spoiled it. They spoil everything in the titles.
Oh, and
so do not go to yahoo.com and scroll down because there were Star Wars spoilers, but I successfully avoided them. Do not. So I'm calling out Yahoo.
And they do. In the title, they'll be like,
in the title
oh,
of the article.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. But so, not, yeah, do not.
But on our page, I was the one who was deleting all the spoilers.
He was.
So that ruined it for me.
So yeah. What was your favorite thing? And then after you say that, we get another caller that calls.
Oh, my favorite thing is Hugh Jackman is no longer Wolverine.
Man, yo.
That's
my name.
No, you and Devin are in cahoots. whatever, man. No, Taylor, do we got a caller? We'll just strike that last answer.
Yep.
Caller, you on the line.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's your name? Where you from?
This is Hero Hair. It's Aaron and Travis.
Oh, here, what's going on, brother? Yo, by the way, if you guys don't know, hey, what's going on? These guys are probably the most talented. They do custom wigs for superheroes. You guys, who have you guys worked with before? What have you guys done?
Our most recent and first feature film under Hero Hair actually is out in theaters now, starring Hugh Jackman, called The Greatest Showman.
Oh! Yo, this, forget, we're changing the name of the show to The Great Hugh Jackman Debate.
Yeah. So you guys can tell Hugh that Devin wants to duel with him, right?
No. So,
We know a few people who'd like to go head-to-head with not only The Greatest Showman, but the greatest Marvel character to ever hit the big screen.
Yes, that would be Logan. So he's occupying.
I can't disagree.
Both of our.
So now, what do you guys think? Like, I mean, you guys hear our topic. We're talking about the best and the worst of 2017. You guys are just like us. You guys are immersed in the culture. What? Start off with the best. What was the best thing that came out of this year, you guys think?
Well, we called in because we saw your post on Instagram and we were talking about it. And honestly, our favorite film of 2017, there are two, but starring the same lead, and that's Hugh Jackman, in order, Logan and The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, for sure.
Logan, it's probably, I know it's in the top 10 of films for the year, and it is our number one for the year.
Absolutely.
And then, obviously, because we're a little bit biased, and we love musicals anyway, The Greatest Showman, he is literally The Greatest Showman.
He's one of the last great triple threats, and Logan was practically a perfect film. You know, they're doing a noir version of it.
Really? What, like the noir of the noir one? Wait, is that already out?
It was on the DVD release. It's like you take the movie and you put it in. It's in black and white.
Oh, that's awesome!
Oh, wow,
I mean, really cool. Honestly, I actually said that this year. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go on. No, it's okay. I was going to say when I say they're going to actually do a noir version, it's not quite as simple as that. They actually have to re-rack the entire film and re-key it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really cool. Check it out. Anyway, I'm sorry. I hijacked your conversation. You want to know the worst?
Oh, yeah, please.
I'm
no.
Ready for this.
What is the worst besides Devin's opinion on Hugh Jackman not playing?
Yeah, I would say the hands down winner of the worst would be the feature starring role of Angry Orange, also known as Henry Cavill's mustache CGI.
That was bad. No, wait, let me ask you.
That shit was horrendous. So yeah, Justice League would have to work.
Yeah, DC takes. So here's the thing, DC is like. First, there was Suicide Squad, which was awful, and then they topped it with the Justice League.
But so, didn't they redeem themselves with Wonder Woman?
That's not enough to redeem.
We love Wonder Woman.
It's not enough to
redeem.
Loved
Wonder Woman. Everything about that film was incredible. I cried from start to finish. And I have to tell you guys, there's a reason we're not talking about the Star Wars, and that's because
We haven't seen the last 10 minutes because there was a fire in our theater.
Oh, no! What?
Oh, shit.
The minute after he dusted his shoulder off, we were out of the theater.
Oh, wait, wow.
Wait. Did somebody start a fire, or, like, what happened?
I think what happened was we were at the IMAX at Lincoln, AMC Lowe's Lincoln.
At 8:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think what happened was a bunch of parents got nervous when they smelled burning popcorn oil, and so everyone started evacuating, so then they evacuated the entire theater. So, there were no good tickets until tomorrow.
Wow. I don't think that's what happened. What I think happened is that scene was completely fired. Caught on fire.
It was so good.
And that's the shit.
Good one.
And that's the dialogue we're going with.
No.
Full immersion.
So that's the narrative. That's the narrative.
So
that's the narrative we're going with. The movie was so fire, it caused the fire,
and we will
and
not
you
be,
guys had to evacuate.
And we're not going to be the ones to spoil it for you. But I mean, listen. So
go to Yahoo, right?
So if you guys want to check out, you know, official Hero Hair's work, make sure we check out The Greatest Showman. We were talking about seeing that anyway. So guys, we're going
to
look for you. Give it up for these two. You guys are awesome.
All right,
Travis.
Listen. As soon as we hang up on these niggas, listen. Check this out.
Go.
Nobody said Hugh Jackman wasn't a fire actor. We're talking about him playing a role that he wasn't. He doesn't look like the role. They put a good actor. You could make a black dude play Storm. Would he be a good actor? But would he be a woman?
But you know what?
It wouldn't be a woman.
He was one of the characters that we actually accepted to be the role. Like, when I saw Hugh Jackman, just like Patrick Stewart, I was like, okay, he can be a good, you know, Professor X. You know, Hugh Jackman was a good Wolverine, whereas, like, Rogue, I'm like, not even close to Rogue, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or when you had even, like, the newer Professor X, I'm like, not really.
You didn't like James McAvoy?
I'm not crazy about him. Aww, no, I'm not crazy about him.
I mean, you know, it was the same difference. Well, he just wasn't old.
I don't know. I was just.
Anyways. It looks like you were hooked on an idea. You never saw Professor X in a comic book with hair on his head.
And
it bothered you.
It did a little bit.
All right. Because you were bothered by it, not imagine.
All right. So we got Taylor. How many callers we got online?
Two.
So let's take one more. Then we're going to go to Ed, we're going to go back around. So caller, are you on the line?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Irvin.
Irvin, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
What up?
Oh yeah.
What's going on, brother? Yeah. So you saw the post. Hey. What did you love about 2007? Start off with what you love. What was one of the best things that came out of 2017?
Honestly, I just did my top 10 list just like on Christmas Eve. And like as much as I loved Logan, it turned out, you know, to be like a slight win. So Blade Runner 2049 was probably the best movie that came out.
Yo, mad people are seeing it.
I never
saw it.
Yo, everybody, how good was that movie?
Loved it. Okay, I fall asleep through most films. I'm going to be publicly confessing this. I watched, how long is it, like 3 hours? It is visually stunning. The storyline has a nice pace to it. I just loved it. And it's a great follow-up.
I'm so glad you said that, because I actually read up on a couple sites that was one of the most underrated movies this year. So I mean, so you just thought it was an amazing film?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was just an amazing film. Beautifully, I think it was beautifully directed. I thought it was, you know, written so well. You know, the cinematography is just amazing. You know, sometimes, you know, the movie just goes on without dialogue, and just like, you know, there's a specific scene where, you know, Harrison Ford is just out in this, like, you know, like hazardous place, but like just the colors that they use are just so amazing. You know, it made me feel like I lived a part of the, you know, the Blade Runner world. You know, it made me feel like I was there. And, you know, it turned out to be my favorite movie of this year.
Absolutely.
You know, as much as I love Logan is probably like really like an overlooked masterpiece.
Oh, well, and Logan deserves some type of award. They better give that movie an Oscar for something. It just deserves it, because they always look past superhero movies. Mm-hmm. That movie deserves something. Give Logan something. Come on, Hollywood.
I think we need to look at the major movies that came out and really compare them to Logan and see if that's accurate.
I mean, Blade Runner is in a league of its own. Well, it's one of those films that is epic. Don't you agree, Irvin? It was kind of epic in the way it kind of rolled out.
Yeah. And the thing, like, you know, why I feel like Logan should get more, you know, more appreciated, because it's when you really look at the film, it's not really a superhero movie. It's more of a Western kind of film.
True.
Yeah, you know,
true. That's a good point.
It gives me that. I don't know if you've ever seen No Country for Old Men. It kind of gives you that kind of vibe of it. You know, it's that Western film, you know, and it's something that, you know, Marvel really doesn't have the balls to do, you know. They don't have the balls to kind of, like, kill off their characters, you know. You know, but, like, Fox was able to, you know, to do it and do it in a really great way, you know, to send off his character.
Can't disagree with you, even though the whole Fox thing, they screwed up more than they've done right. So, you know.
So let me ask something real quick. So y'all think that Logan was better than Planet of the Apes, honestly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hold on. Go ahead, caller.
Login. Yes. All right. So, Carl, and we'll get back to that. Carl, what was your worst of 2017? Oh, he's gone.
I wouldn't. Maybe not worst, but I believe it was probably the most disappointing. And that's Justice League. Justice League was the most disappointing movie.
Irvin's my man.
You know, because
I agree.
It had so much potential. You know, this was supposed to be the Avengers of DCEU, and it didn't even make money.
Like, did you guys hear that the movie actually lost money?
It should have been the one with the great story, the most action, you know, but it just felt so bland during the whole movie. I was so bored.
Should DC just totally just stop and reboot the whole? Should DC just wait like 3 to 4 years?
No, Flashpoint. Wait till Flashpoint.
Yeah, but should you wait on that?
They just need to stop making movies. Nah, I'm not trying to be funny, man. They're done. They just stop making movies.
Just disband the movie department.
Man, and this sucks because they destroyed some of our childhood heroes. Oh, man. So, guys, give it up for calling.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Ed, you're my favorite caller.
Ed, yeah. So, we're coming to you, man. Give us your best and worst of 2017.
Best of 2017 is gaming as a whole. I've been saying this to anybody that I can try to put my voice to, that 2017 is absolutely without a doubt the best year in gaming of all generations. And I think that has to do with quality control, because you're seeing a lot of these games that are coming out that are just quality. Every single month you have something that you want to sink your time and money into, no matter what it was, whether it be the new Nintendo Switch, which is probably the best full-fledged handheld.
Jorge looks like he disagrees.
Come out. What?
Didn't you release a YouTube video 5-6 months ago saying no to the Switch?
Oh, did. You did?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Listen. I'm going to get to that.
Uh-oh, humble pie. How's it taste?
I'll actually address that in a little bit. So, the Nintendo Switch is one of the best, like, dual-purpose systems that is around right now. And Nintendo, of course, knows how to make their products of quality. But you look at Sony, you look at Microsoft, they've also done the same thing with a lot of their franchises. You're seeing original games like Horizon Zero Dawn, Nier Automata. You're seeing these long games like Persona 5. Kind of the stuff we talked about in our Best and Worst Gaming Review show. Just every single month, there was always something that was of quality. And then when you look at other years where games have come out, like a lot of people are saying, oh no, 2007 was the best year in gaming. You had games like Bioshock. You had original games like Portal. You had Super Mario Galaxy. Assassin's Creed, Uncharted first came out in those years.
Man, that was 10 years ago?
That was 10 years ago. And I counteract, that's crazy. And I always counteract that with, look at this year. Like, you had games like Team Fortress 2 come out in 2017. I'm like, okay, there's Overwatch. You had Call of Duty come out. And I'm like, well, the new one's actually not as bad. It's probably as comparable as the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
You have Super Mario Odyssey. You have the new Assassin's Creed Origins. You have Sonic Mania. You have the Crash Bandicoot trilogy. You have all these nostalgic fests as well. You have all these great indie games that are of quality. I felt that there were a lot of games outside of a few that definitely you can see, like, okay, the machine is kind of putting too much money into it. Yeah, that looks like a bunch of crap. But that's expected. But everything else, like the crop just shined through so much in 2017 that it kind of puts 2007 and even 1998 with games like Ocarina of Time, it put those years in the dust.
Wow.
And I stand by that statement wholeheartedly.
But no, it's still not the best because Kingdom Hearts 3 has yet
to get
into
that game.
Yo, what? Yo, you don't even, you talk that shit, but you've never played it. The greatest game ever. Now Kingdom Hearts is life.
Here's what I'm
Damn it.
Now to touch on with Jorge. Yes, in the months between the Nintendo Switch's release and E3, I saw the Switch as a pointless waste of time. I'll be the first one to admit it. I was like, there's nothing really there.
But when we walk in today, you're playing a damn game.
And here's
why. I was
why.
Wrong.
After E3 2017, when they showed off everything that was coming out for for the Nintendo Switch, all the big party games like Super Mario Odyssey. And when you look into next year with the new Metroid and possibly Pokemon both coming out on the Switch, so I don't have to take my handheld anymore. My Switch is now my combination. Mm. It combines the best of a DS with the best of a Nintendo platform rolled into one. So for $300, I have two console experiences where before I would have to pay $300 for a system and $200 for a handheld. I don't have to do that anymore.
I thought that shit was more than $300. Damn.
No, it's $299.
I just really want to buy one now. You just sold me on this.
Literally, it's you have multi-platform on the go. You can detach the controller, so I can buy Street Fighter for the system. Give Dev one of the side remotes. I hold on the other one, and boom, we're playing Street Fighter.
How the fuck people gonna play with this little ass baby? I mean, this controller is disgusting.
Real quick, give us your worst, real quick, and then we have a caller on the line. But what's your worst?
My worst anything of 2017. And I'm gonna put this to the movies because that's kind of what we were touching on. My worst thing was Power Rangers.
Interesting.
See, the thing about Power Rangers is I understand that there's a cheesy factor to Power Rangers when you look at the TV show, when you look at the movies. There's always a cheese factor behind it, and you kind of have to embrace it to have a lot of fun. This movie did none of that. It didn't have the cheese factor. It didn't have the great storytelling. I didn't care about any of the characters except for Billy, who I did care about.
But what more can you really do with that storyline is my whole thing. It's just like, it's worth, it's like, okay.
No.
You know, maybe I wasn't a Power Rangers generation guy, but I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
I just didn't like it. And here's the thing. And I think I was telling this to my wife earlier as I was leaving the house. It was either going to be this movie or Ghost in the Shell as the two movies. I was just like, nah. But the thing with Ghost in the Shell is that you knew that the source material was great in terms of the anime, in terms of the manga. There's so much like lore behind it. And the CGI was actually extremely well done that you kind of embraced what was going on there. With Power Rangers, I embraced none of it. I didn't embrace the story. Wow. I didn't embrace the characters. No. I hated the fake ass Zordon. I didn't like him at all.
At all. I'm arguing.
Okay.
Zordon was doper. He was. That fucking like three-dimensional face.
The CGI of Zordon. Fine.
Looks wonderful. It was actually doper. And if you didn't at least enjoy the movie, like, I actually forget that the movie ever came out. But while I was in there, it was like...
Right, it was all right.
Oh, this is funny.
Wait. What did you first say when you talked about it? You were like, it's trash, but I loved it.
It was like, it was fun to watch, and I'll never watch it again.
But I agree. Like, I think actually just the opposite of what you think. I thought Ghost in the Shell was like... I expected more. Yep. And Power Rangers, I love
Power Rangers is better than Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, I think so.
It was going to be one of those two movies. Either that or I was going to do pull a Jerv and say, nah, I didn't really like Last Jedi either.
Hey, party nerds.
Now you're wilding.
All right, so we actually have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yo, what's goody, nerds?
AJ, what's up?
Let's hear this nonsense.
First of all, I know AJ loves the Power Rangers. So has your gaming partner lost his damn mind, AJ?
The movie was it was mediocre. Like, it had a lot of decent elements that just ultimately didn't come together at the end. I believe that if they had a sequel with a more unified, fun direction, it could correct a lot of the issues. And I honestly want a sequel to that because I believe there's enough good there and with enough redeeming qualities that a sequel could be great. But like the Power Rangers movie that was objectively released. It's like a 6.5 out of 10. So I won't say he's losing his mind. I won't, like, argue
you,
with
you, you're just getting your partners back. That's it.
No. But I think he's right that it does deserve to have a sequel because we didn't get to see Tommy.
They set it up. They showed you that a Green Ranger's coming.
Right.
And that's like, ooh, the big buildup.
Right. So I think you should see a Tommy.
And it's not just that. Like, they were only, like, the Power Rangers for, like, maybe, like, 15 minutes at the end. They only fought more for 5 minutes before they got into the
battle. I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
I would be interested in a movie where it's kind of like, you know, them getting used to like the Power Rangers powers, balancing it with their school life responsibilities. Because like that's what the comic book series is really well. The comic book Power Rangers series, if you're a fan, that's the way to like go about it. Like, you should read that shit. It's great.
All right. So
if they make the movie based off more of that, that'd be great. But, you know, we'll see if it even gets a sequel because it was technically considered a flop. They made the money back in the box office, and maybe they made a little profit after, like, merchandising, but it remains to be seen. But, you know, since Disney bought Fox, and Fox distributes all the Power Rangers movies, would you guys rock with a Power Rangers Disney film? I would help.
That could do
so,
it.
So, AJ, all right. So, not Renesco. So, we got your thoughts on the Power Rangers, but give us your best and your worst of 2017.
I mean, I feel like it's like a cop-out. Like, Ed literally just said, like, 95% of the things I was thinking. I feel like, best year in gaming. Like, I won't say best year in gaming ever like he did. I feel like that's a stretch. But definitely the best year in the past, like, 5 to 7 years each. Like, you know, between, like, the Switch, PlayStation's killing it, you know, Xbox is there.
I mean...
I just have, like, no major... There are a lot of surprises this year. I didn't expect to love the Super Pocket, which I did, but I did. I didn't expect the Switch to just, like, be so good. Because when I saw it, it seemed cool, but it was actually very functional. I didn't expect to love Breath of the Wild as much as I did. I didn't expect to love Mario as much as I did. I didn't expect to be as optimistic about the next year of gaming. There's just, like, so much good stuff coming in. Like, you know, I can't complain.
So you agree with your partner, which is not a surprise because you guys are like brothers. Ed's more your brother than me, and I feel insulted right now. But all that being said, what is your worst, AJ? What thing in 2017 really pissed you off?
That really pissed me off. Obviously, this goes without saying.
What about Devin's disapproval of your show, The Runaways?
Listen, man, stop trying to provoke shit. The shit sucks, and we already know it sucks. Go ahead, AJ, skip to something else.
I mean, it's okay to have an incorrect opinion, though.
Listen, first off, everything AJ likes, let's just follow this. He just said it again. The same shit he said about The Runaways is like, they're like, school kids dealing with being a school kid and a superhero at the same time, same fucking shit.
I like Runaways.
He wants to watch one fucking thing.
I haven't watched Runaways. I like Runaways a lot.
I've watched that shit. I've watched every episode. The last episode that came out, I've tried to watch it 3 times. And I cannot stay awake. This shit is just like, do anything besides watch
AJ,
that.
You think the worst is Devin in 2017. So what's your worst, AJ, 2017?
Alright, so like, worst personal death, just because it shows your company doesn't mean it's bad. Like, I don't like racing shows or games. It doesn't mean like every racing show and game is bad. It's not my cup of tea. So you can take your opinion and shove it.
Oh, okay. Bam!
Yeah. I'm fighting words.
All right, AJ, what's your worst? And then we got to move on because we got two more people.
All right, so like Marvel dropped the ball on a couple of shows this year. Most specifically, like Inhumans, complete bomb. Ugh. It could have been great. It was awful. Iron Fist was awful. And even though I wouldn't say the Defenders was awful, it was very mediocre, especially when you compare it to Iron Fist, Daredevil, and
You just contradicted yourself. Yeah, no. Defenders was like a long commercial. And again, I think like we said on the show before, it had everything to do with the Hand was just a bland, boring bad guy.
If they would have followed like the Hand teenagers and showed that they were dealing with being teenagers and also the Hand, and AJ would have loved it.
Fuck out of here, AJ.
This is getting ridiculous and personal really fast.
So, wait,
quick question. Who was the person who said Kingdom Hearts sucks?
Hang up on that.
He don't know what he's talking about.
I couldn't tell who said it.
That was Devin.
I never played the game.
Hold on, first off, I never said that it sucked. I said fuck that game. See, we got to be accurate on what was said. Darnell, wait a minute. Preaches about this game.
It's the greatest.
He's been hoping and wishing for it. He talks about it every day of his life for years.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, fuck that game, man. When they come out with that game, it'll speak for itself. But you,
and it's
going
to be great. Your life will change for the better when it does. So just look forward to it, guys. Give it up for my bro, AJ.
Fuck out of here, AJ.
Real quick, before we move on, I do want to mention that this year, the Party Nerds, we're going to be the ones behind, helping with Hair of the Dog. You know, so if you guys make sure you tune in next week for our first show of 2018, where we're going to have our Hair of the Dog. We're going to have the mascot here. We're going to have some of the girls from that event. And I think the date of Hair of the Dog is January 20th.
January 20th, Saturday.
Wait, is the mascot a real dog?
It's a real dog. Yeah. No, he's
Jamie.
Where my dog's at? Where my dog's at? Oh. No, so make sure you guys tune in. And if you guys want tickets, you know, just message us on the Party Nerds page and we'll give you the link. And it's going to be in the Philadelphia area at the Hilton on Delaware Avenue, guys. Definitely check it out.
Yes,
and next we got my man. What's the deal? What is the deal, man? What was the best and worst of 2017?
I got deals.
What was the worst? So, worst TV, I guess we were talking about this before. I got to say, The Walking Dead really disappointed me this season.
Mm.
Crushed me. The whole Carl thing. We all know he was leaving anyway. Mm. And that was the big surprise. Like, we know you were leaving. You said you're going to college.
Mm.
And I don't know. I think that the editing, I think they got real lazy. And
well,
I
see, you read the book. So, like, to me, this was the first season where I just stopped caring. Like, three episodes. First episode, I was trying to be hyped. Every time one that went by, I was like, I don't care. Like,
I was expecting to catch Negan. Everybody, I think everyone's expecting that. And to go on to the next threat.
Well, is that what happens in the comic book?
Negan's already, like, I mean, they're way past Negan already. So I figured they'd try to catch up, but Negan are taking this so long, and it's getting disappointing. I thought they're going to get him. I thought they're going to get him the finale last time. Mm. And I was like, all right, well, definitely get him this time, and they didn't. So now Negan's still out there, and they have to wait another six, this eight episodes. I don't know how long the next
But here's the thing. Like, at first I thought they were milking it out because they just like, Pat, what's the...
But here's the thing. Negan, I don't want to spoil it for especially for Jorge. I don't want to be the spoiler. But,
just do it. No, okay. I hate you.
But I mean, in the comics, he's still alive. It's not like he's going to go off the show. You know,
but they haven't even shown him this year. He's been on like two or three episodes.
And he's like now the strongest character on the show.
But
his first, people can't wait to see his personality. He's great.
I agree with you, man. Like this year, like I've just like have you been watching Walking Dead?
Yeah, man. I don't want to. I'm not talking about that shit. I'm not. Fuck that show.
So wait. How did they kill the Titan? If you're listening, you guys are hearing spoilers. It is what it is.
God, oh well.
Yo, that was the worst.
If we have
scene.
To keep giving people spoilers, yeah. Why are they still listening?
Yo, like and the how that the walkers killed a tiger
that was
by surrounding it. That's not even that logical.
Ridiculous.
That didn't make any sense, and I hated that.
Yeah. I was mad. I mean, I love Ezekiel. I wish the turn they took with him. Because, I mean, I don't want to spoil what happens in the comic books to him either, so I'll keep quiet on
man,
that.
Man, fuck
one.
That, man. Tell. I don't care. Fuck that.
Yeah, tell.
I can tell. All right.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
So, guys, if you're listening.
In the comic books.
Keep listening.
Him and what's her name?
Which one? The girl? Glenn's ex?
No.
Who,
no,
Carol?
No, the main girl.
What?
That Rick is with.
Michonne?
Him and Michonne are together.
Okay, he started piping. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Dreadlock sex.
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And then the next big threat comes, and Ezekiel gets his head cut off.
Dope.
So I was kind of hoping it was leading that way, because the next threat's so scary and so crazy looking. And again, Carl got bit. Wow, that's the big thing? All right, cool. Whatever.
So wait, is Negan now part of the good guys?
It's still up in the air.
He's like
trying
that
gray, to be.
He's like that gray character.
They can't do that with the show though. That'll be dumb as fuck.
Yeah,
fuck that.
They're already making left turns, and with Carl gone, and I don't know.
And Carl's still, but that's the thing. Carl's still alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So at this point, you can tell all you want about the comics because the show is going off.
Yeah,
in an entirely different direction.
And I hope they keep Ezekiel on. I mean, he's one of my favorite characters in the show now.
Kari Patton's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm hoping that they don't do what they did, but in the comic. But anyway, that's the worst movie, I would say. I was really disappointed in The Dark Tower.
I didn't even watch that.
Yeah, I was looking at the trailer. I'm like, this looks so good. I was disappointed in that. And as far as technology or gadgets, I'm so glad this whole fidget phrase is over.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And by the way, if you're listening now, if you're our 10th caller, we will give you a free Party Nerds fidget spinner.
Wow.
I'm glad that's over.
We've even had three callers.
Call it now. You get all our supplies of fidget spinners.
You'll get a big trash bag filled with them.
I got it for them. Now it's, But on the better note, technology was great was the Fire Stick. Not that this, but it was the greatest thing that ever came out.
Illegally, or are you talking?
But the Fire Stick, did it come out this year, or is it
It came out before? Okay.
You're like, know what I thought was great in 2017? Pizza. I love pizza. That was out before.
I got a Fire Stick. So, as far as movies. /TV, I guess. You know, I was really, the way they took kids into adult movies, like It, like Stranger Things.
Okay.
Like 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
Like The Runaways. You know? I kind of liked it. You know, it's kind of like, usually it's like adult kids, but they really took a lot of kid movies and made them scarier.
And they all did good. Like, and the thing, like a lot of the ones with the kids, like people, man, and know what, that's an 80s formula too. Taking a bunch of like, look back the Goonies, at the Goonies, Lost Boys, Stand By Me with a group of kids. Mm-hmm, that's a very 80s formula, you know? And I mean, it's working because people loved it. I mean, it's funny, no one mentioned the best of Stranger Things too.
Well, you didn't get to me.
Get to nobody, you motherfucker.
Yo, he's just all worked up over there right now.
Yo.
Devin's worked up. So, all right, so speaking of which, Jamie.
Yes, hi.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good, how you doing?
And by the way, and Jamie, she did this cool Luke Cage, like, little...
I did a decoupage with some Mod Podge.
Yeah, she's like a crafter, so
what?
She did this...
What?
I did decoupage.
Okay, Jorge probably heard something entirely different.
Mod Podge.
Yeah, he did.
It's not what you think, Jorge. No, but...
It is.
Jamie, if you guys check on her story, you guys can see it is really awesome what she did.
I likes the crafting.
She's good.
I'm usually the party nerd's pooper, but I'm going to start off with the things that I liked in 2017. I really liked Wonder Woman. You probably heard me earlier say it. It was really just nice. I was really scared that DC would screw it up. I went and petrified that they would screw it up. But I left that theater very, very, very happy.
Could you imagine if they did? Like, what if DC would have screwed up Wonder Woman? What would that? I mean,
it would be dead to me forever.
To me, that's the saving grace. Like, literally, Wonder Woman, and we just met Gal Gadot, by the way. Awesome.
Who was so nice, and she came up to me. She's like, "Hello, I'm Gal," and I was like, "Hi."
She did. She was like, "Hello, I'm like I don't know who you are."
I mean,
like,
sure, I'll take it.
But no, I mean, but thank God that movie was good, because I can't imagine if it was trash where the universe would be.
Was it 100% perfect? No, but it was just so mind blowingly amazing for me. I loved how Gal Gadot embodied the character. I love her accent. Where you kind of like, you read the comics, and you're kind of like, does Wonder Woman have an accent? Yeah, she does. She's from Themyscira.
Yeah, but, well, Devin, how was the casting for that? You think Gal should have, you know, worked out a little more, gained 10, 15 pounds of muscle to fit into the comic book role?
She looked good. They over-exaggerate the movie.
But you're saying that, you know, Hugh Jackman was a beautiful Wolverine?
I mean, Hugh Jackman is not ugly. We know that Hugh Jackman would get bitches in real life.
Yo, how are we going back to Hugh Jackman?
No, I'm just saying. Do we not know that Hugh Jackman would get bitches in real life?
And the point being?
Right, Wolverine don't.
But he gets Jean Grey.
No, he gets him from being a rough nigga, a gangster.
Anyway,
I'm
sure Wolverine got some money though.
So
Wolverine really never had no bread. Should have bread.
Because y'all seen the comic books. I mean, come on, man, the dude's a superhero. I mean, man, the dude's gotta do. He could rob a bank. Be cool.
All right, going back to Wonder Woman.
So it was just nice to know that, you know, Wonder Woman's history had like very deep feminist roots, and to have like Patty Jenkins direct it, have like a female voice was really refreshing.
And it didn't have the stank of Zack Snyder on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's one of my worst, I think, you know, like Justice League, kind of DC.
And this is something, just to let you guys, this is something heavily debated on our social media accounts. There are some people that love the Zack Snyder vision. There's some, but I would say more people don't, but there are some people that loved everything he's done so far. You know, and to me, the problem isn't the tone which he brings, it's been the stories, it's been the writings, it's been the character development, you know what I mean? So I think that with Wonder Woman, because you had Patty Jenkins, I was going to say Jackson. I listened to too much WDAS. Patty Jenkins, she actually came to the storyline with a fresh approach, and I think that's where they need to do, like Suicide Squad. Why did they even do a Suicide Squad
There's
movie
no
before Flash? Why did that happen? Like, who thought of that, you know?
I know. I don't know. Don't even get me started on Suicide Squad. But, yeah. I'm trying to be positive, getting ready for 2018. I mean, I loved Stranger Things, too, as well.
Fantastic.
I mean, obviously, 80s nerd here, but the formula just worked. It was a great carry-on from the first season. It was great to see the different dynamics. It was great to see them kind of getting into puberty. And getting Mad Max thrown into the mix, that was interesting too.
It was great. I mean, do you guys think Stranger Things 2 was great?
Good. I just hated the thing where that second to last episode when Eleven ran away.
You didn't like that? And no, I know a lot of people
fucking wildin'.
Wait. No, a lot of people hated that. I hated Devin that. Liked that, but a lot of people actually didn't like that.
Just took me away for no reason to bring me back. I felt.
I don't know. It's just such a classic 80s trope to get, you know, it's like Stranger Things season 2 is a coming of age season.
Yeah.
So you got to get that bad girl influence into it. She was like, yeah.
But the punk rock, the Billy Idol.
But to watch
that
for a whole hour.
I don't know. I dig that.
Well, the thing is, it was one episode and it didn't really tie into the whole frame. So I do see
but
that
even
part.
Like how they started the season.
No,
with that,
like
that
literally
scene.
One episode she went in the city and then the next episode she's back.
That's it.
If they would have maybe like meshed it in more.
Episode 9 should be like episode 3. I think I would have liked it more if it was episode 3 or 4. But because it was 9... And you're waiting for it to bigger and bigger and bigger and the finale all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's out of nowhere. Away. Right. Yeah,
where's this going?
Your train is rolling, then it just stopped, and then you had to get it rolling again.
And like
I said,
in the intro, the very, very beginning, they start off with the scene with them running off in the car.
Yeah.
And you have to wait 9 episodes.
Yeah.
To
that like, what was the, yeah. Don't get it wrong. We loved it, but that, to me, didn't make
pieces
sense.
Pieces should have led up to it. And I thought that was just dropped on me and dropped off me. And I felt like it was just, we needed...
What in the world? Yo, Taylor! Taylor, what was that?
I guess he liked
it. Are we still live or?
If you guys couldn't hear that, yo, Taylor just used a robotic voice.
AOL voice.
Taylor wants to go home tonight. He's like, I'm Taylor. The show has ended. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
And the worst, I mean, I didn't enjoy Justice League. I was very, very disappointed. And I mean, sometimes I like to joke around about this a lot. I am a cosplayer. What's up with these Patreon accounts?
Oh, Jorge.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
We just opened a can of worms. Go ahead, Jamie.
If you're in the diamond tier, you can watch me in a Pikachu underwear and a towel for $5 a month. Thank you.
Yo.
Follow me on Twitch while I paint a tiara in my underwear.
Yo, man. Yo, hooker's going hooker, man.
Respect the hustle. But I'm like, a cosplayer, I want to be inspired by my fellow cosplayers, and I'm following like these like counts with huge followers. I'm like, cool, you're going to make your own armor? That's great. Let me follow your Twitch. And you're just sitting there in your panties being like, so today I had bacon, egg, and cheese for breakfast.
Honestly, you don't have to respect the hustle. That's an overused statement. You think about it. You could disrespect the hustle. If you don't think something is a dope hustle, you could say, motherfucker, I don't respect your fucking hustle. And that's it.
Well,
feel like it's infiltrating the community.
Right. So you can say, fuck your hustle.
It's like these girls fake to be gamers. They fake to be gamers, comic book, and then they start looting people into their...
Like, how many times do you Dance Dance Revolution in a sports bra? Like,
on level 1.
Yeah, Dance Revolution should be in your, like, rattiest pajamas Christmas morning.
But in a way, and the thing is, like, just to be, like, deep for a second, should we, as the nerd community, like, should we accept this wave of people that really don't have an interest, but they see the business of the nerd culture? So this is not someone who likes gaming, but they're like, ooh, if I put on Pikachu underwear...
It's always the Pikachu underwear.
Pikachu or whatever, and, like, look cute on camera, I'll get tons of followers. You know why? Because teenagers are horny, and that's just how life is. You know what I mean? So
it's like a fine line to where kind of like we want to respect different levels of nerddom, but then again it's kind of like detracting from us who like really, really enjoy doing it.
So is it hurting the people really creating cosplay, or like in other words, are these people that were following accounts that actually were good now going over to like, ooh, and let me go over to this girl's account?
It's just like one constant advertisement tassels. For their Patreons. It's just like, hi, follow me on my YouTube channel. I'll be like, hey guys, it's me. Guess who? I'm sure you guys could fill in the blank. I was on Twitch earlier, and like their YouTube channel is just literally them, like, it's like self-masturbatory, and it's like it's advertising, and I'm just like, why am I wasting?
Yeah, no, you're spot on with that, and you know, and as a community, this pisses off a lot of cosplayers in the community.
That's everything, though, man. Look at hip hop music.
True.
Look at any. Yeah. Look at the kids are opening toys. Now everyone's doing that, and everyone's just trying to see, oh, this is making money.
Right.
Let me figure out how to make money up. And it happens in every single thing that ever goes on.
It's just really frustrating because I work 12 hours a day and then I bust out my sewing machine, much to the chagrin of my roommates, and like stick my fingers onto fabric.
I can't see her cleavage in Squirrel Girl. No good.
You know, like I'm sitting there stitching till 3 a.m. because I love doing this. Like I don't want to make money. And you know, I just love the appreciation that I get. I don't want to have a Patreon account.
Well, first of all, don't. Jorge's insulted because he's a diamond tier on many Patreons.
That was his Christmas gift.
Thank you so much.
And we have friend accounts. Who's the one girl you love? Amaranth? You're her platinum tier, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Stop trying to get this man.
I'm going
to
send you a piece of my fingernail. UPS.
Yo, stop. Yo, don't get that dude, James.
He's about to lose that house.
All right. So, guys, listen. It was a great year, 2017. We want to thank all of our listeners.
Man, fuck all that. Yo, you see how this is like Darnell skipped me? So, this is what I'm going to say.
Oh, wait, wait.
No,
wait.
I don't even want to talk about that. Because there's only a minute left. All I'm going to say is there's a documentary on Netflix. If you're probably like 33 and up, it'll be the most for you. It's called The Toys That Made Us.
So good.
Check that joint out because it's actually dope and it talks about the behind the scenes things that happened at Mattel and Hasbro and all of that stuff that you didn't know was influencing you or your mom to buy these toys and people stealing ideas and all of that. And it's dope. So as a last thought, go check out that documentary. It's fire.
But yeah, by the way, I totally apologize. When we went around, I just like,
man,
crap.
Fuck all that. We got a minute left. Fuck all that. Right,
listen, now, you know what happened? AJ called in. He's like, oh, wait, that's not part
of it. Yo,
listen, guys. Everybody, have a great New Year's going 2018. Partyers, we got so much great stuff coming in 2018.
Yeah, we do.
You guys just wait. Keep an eye on our YouTube. Keep an eye on our Instagram and our Facebook. Partyers, give it up, guys.
Ball in. Woo!